Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to go through Judges as I try to encourage us to be reading God's Word, to be prayerfully reading God's Word. We are in a crazy chapter here in Judges, looking at Abimelech, who has killed 70 of his brothers to become king. And the one brother that got away now is going to show up on the scene, well, show up on the mountain. And this is the mountain that earlier the people actually, when they came in the promised land, that they gave thanks really to God as it was commanded by Moses to do. And now we're going to hear a curse. So let's start here with verse 7 of chapter 9 in Judges. When it was told to Jotham, he went and stood on top of Mount Gerizim and cried aloud and said to them, "Listen to me, you leaders of Shechem, that God may listen to you. The trees once went out to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' But the olive tree said to them, 'Shall I leave my abundance by which gods and men are honored and go hold sway over the trees?' And the tree said to the fig tree, 'You come and reign over us.' But the fig tree said to them, 'Shall I leave my sweetness and my good fruit and go hold sway over the trees?' And the tree said to the vine, 'You come and reign over us.' But the vine said to them, 'Shall I leave my wine that cheers God and men and go hold sway over the trees?' Then all the trees said to the bramble, 'You come and reign over us.' And the bramble said to the trees, 'If in good faith you are anointing me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if you act in good faith and integrity, or if you acted in good faith and integrity when you made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal, that's remember Gideon, and his house, and have done to him as his deeds deserved. For my father fought for you and risked his life and delivered you from the hand of Midian. And you have risen up against my father's house this day and have killed his son, 70 men on one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his female servant, king over the leaders of Shechem, because he is your relative. If you then have acted in good faith and integrity with Jerubbaal," remember Gideon, "and with his house this day, then rejoice in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the leaders of Shechem and Beth Millo, and let fire come out of the leaders of Shechem and from Beth Millo and devour Abimelech." And Jotham ran away and fled and went to Beer and lived there because of Abimelech, his brother. And we'll stop there. So he's telling a parable. I think that's the right word, right? Where he talks about these trees. And the trees are looking for a king. So Israel's looking for a king. And for Shechem, they pick Abimelech, who has definitely not acted in a good way. And so how quickly we are to forget what people have done in the past. And part of that is not really knowing our history. And part of that is thinking that we know better than those who have gone before us. And there's lots of other reasons. But we live in a day where we are looking to our contemporaries for wisdom instead of looking to God and looking to history and trying to learn from the mistakes we've made in our past and how quickly we forget what we have been through. So here with these people, Gideon's story is only 40 years old when all this is happening. And so it's only been 39 years or maybe 40 since Gideon took care of the Midianites, really God did, using Gideon. And now they have allowed Abimelech, who is, we find out here, the son of a servant. So this woman, who he may have married, or might have just been a concubine, but was a servant, and it was from she was from Shechem, and that's why they favor Abimelech. So we're finding out more now about this particular wife, and who is Abimelech's mother. And we see too a curse, so a blessing or a curse, right? If this is good, then great. May you bless Abimelech and Abimelech you. But if not, let this fire come down on you and let it come this way. And we'll see how that goes here in the rest of the chapter. But for us today, just to realize, who are we listening to? Who are we promoting that maybe we shouldn't be promoting? As Christians, we need to be going about the gospel. What is it that Christ has called us to do? We're to glorify God, and how we live our lives by loving Him, by being in the Word, by loving one another, especially within the community of the saints, by loving our neighbors, and those kind of things. So let's stand up and do what is right, what we know is right in God's eyes, to glorify Him and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. God bless you guys. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.